Kino zu Hause, der DocFest München Podcast. Filmgespräche des Internationalen Dokumentarfilmfestivals München.
I'm not the only one.
Yes, you're not.
There's Sidhu.
Sidhu, the protagonist.
You saw Sidhu.
From Italy. Welcome. Let's move over here. Elke, let's all move over here a little bit so that... Yes, because you deserve to be in the center of attention. Welcome, Sidhu. Bienvenue.
Merci.
Benvenuto.
Sidhu came from Italy, where there is now the tomato harvest in Foggia region. And he came with a Flixbus, like you saw in the film.
Oh, wow.
And there is Jonas, my colleague, who did basic research.
Welcome, Jonas. That was quite a lot of research to be...
On all the things that you only see a little bit in the film, like the background, the supermarket, the role of the supermarket, and things like that. And then there is Janine, the editor.
Welcome, Janine.
And then there is Christian. I think you have to push him, the producer.
So welcome, everybody. Elke, so many questions. And I'm very sure that you have lots of questions as well. But let me start with this one. I imagine you cannot just like wander into a field saying, hello, I'd like to film a film here about exploitations of the workers here, right? So how did you prepare that? Like, how did you get permission to film there? How did you know, like, you also needed, of course, you know, to gain the trust of the workers, right? And to have translators and stuff. So I assume this was very complicated, much more complicated than we can imagine right now.
Yeah, well, I can't go with the camera and say I want just to take some images about you being exploited. We go with a team. We go with people who know the language, who are from the community. In the case of Sidhu and his colleagues, that's people who talk Bambara and who are also from Mali or from Senegal, from these countries. And often we worked with people who had worked in the field of harvesting before, so they knew the conditions and they knew the problems and they knew what it was all about. And this is the only chance to do that. So it's not, you know, it's not only us.
Yes, and I assume that also the collaboration with the, with your researchers, also those of the reportage magazine have also helped, right? The preparation.
Yeah, there was one cooperation with a journalist in Nepal. As you can see, we didn't go to Nepal at all. It was Brikuti, a journalist colleague, who did the research, and she was doing the filming with a crew from Nepal. Mm-hmm. It was too expensive, as Christian can explain.
Yes, actually, Christian, I wanted, sorry, I now have one arm to, I need another arm. I give you this microphone here, and you can share it or divide it, but for you as a producer, it also caused some challenges, I imagine. Did you ever... I don't know. Did you ever risk to get? How did you prepare yourself, being a producer, to film in this environment on the verge of, illegal immigration and big enterprises that probably didn't want their, to a film team on their, you know, on their field?
I trust my director.
Aww.
She's very competent and she's she knows how to do it. So yeah, of course, in advance we had a lot of discussions, of course, how to do it, but you can't really prepare for that. And she was also doing before a film about tomato harvesting in Italy. So she was knowing what will happen and how the situation is there. And yeah, so it worked out.
Yeah, that's right. You have lots of experience with films in this field, pun intended. Okay, first hand raises already. Soon the microphone is on the way, so you can pose your question.
Thank you. I also saw Unionist in the movie, and I remember that this is the question for the protagonist of the movie. I think I saw you or heard you saying that without you and your colleagues, they won't do any harvesting or something. So that there is some kind of power do you have. Are you are a member of the union, and what are the actions of the union? Do they go on strike, or do they just give information about rights? And even if the people get informations, what do they do with the information? So what are the actions of the union, and how is there a possibility to improve something? Because as we all know, politics or a government or someone else won't ever help you. So, yeah.
Okay, c'est d'où cette question est pour toi. Tu fais partie d'une syndicat déjà, parce que tu es très conscient du fait que ce travail ne peut pas faire sans toi.
Ok, ouais, je suis content. Je suis content, je peux faire tel travail. Voilà, moi aussi, je suis content. Faut que nous aussi, on trouve le bon condition pour le travailler. Voilà, c'est comme ça, ça va nous faire plaisir aussi. C'est ça, on veut.
Well, basically, he's okay that he can work. And, yeah, there is no union in a way. There is this one union in Spain that helps people, but there is not the workers, the harvest workers are not organized. They are not a member of a union, and there is only this union in Spain that helps, and they struggle with, you know, they can only help if the people would be ready to talk, and it's very very difficult to talk. If you are in a very difficult situation, like in Greece, they don't have papers, and in Italy also most of them don't have papers, and they are in a very fragile situation, and that's not when you stand up for your rights.
And after having watched that film, after having participated in the whole project, have you ever considered teaming up? Is that more of a possibility now? Tu as jamais pensé à collaborer avec les autres maintenant, après avoir vu le film, après avoir participé dans le projet?
Oui, parce que on travaille toujours, c'est pas moi seul, on travaille beaucoup de personnes, 30 personnes, il y a le patron qui veut par 10 personnes, il y a le patron qui veut par 20 personnes, voilà. Oui, il y a le patron aussi, 10 personnes. Même le patron, il y a une personne aussi, on peut aller travailler. C'est comme ça on fait.
Mais vous ne dites pas, ça ne va pas comme ça, on ne va pas travailler demain si on n'a pas plus d'argent.
Oui, ça aussi. Il y a le moment, ici, il y a beaucoup de travail, ça on peut dire. Parce que ça, il y a le moment aussi on en perd. Si tu as dit le patron, il faut augmenter mon prix, le patron aussi, il va te laisser pour la réparer une personne. Toi tu as perdu, tu n'as pas, voilà, il va te laisser. Il y a les 7 personnes qui ont perdu ça. Voilà, si tu ne travailles pas aussi, tu ne veux pas payer ton maison, tu peux pas manger, pourquoi tu te débrouilles un peu. Voilà.
So he basically says there might be a situation when there is a lot of work and they are in a strong situation, they might speak up a little bit, but basically they don't dare, because if they would speak up, the people would let them go, and then they don't have work, then they don't have something to eat, and their families either.
Okay, there's another question over here. Christian, do you want to fill this gap here? Then also you don't have this white letter on your forehead. I think it looks nicer for the online viewers later on, because this is recorded, this talk as well, for YouTube and the festival webpage. So the question.
Thank you for the beautiful film. I really enjoyed the images. I found it very lovely. And I'm just wondering, in terms of, so watching this film is very frustrating, because we see this sort of, you know, conveyor belt taking the food into the stores and cheaper, 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 and we understand the process. So my question is, what angle do you hope your viewers will take away? Like, what's your impact sort of concept? How do you think the film could help change the system that you're portraying, which is obviously so inhumane?
Yeah, maybe also Jonas could jump in. I think the main thing is to ask questions and to maybe go to the supermarket, and the next time you can ask where are these strawberries coming from and who picked them and under which conditions. So this is when a process starts. This is when we started the process to in the end. Now we can get like fair trade chocolate in the supermarket. Mm. Maybe in some years you can get fair trade fruit and vegetables also. So that's a point. We can always do that. We can fight for laws, of course. We can push our politicians to maybe do something, and the governments to change the situation, for example. I mean, I don't know, it's always good to ask simple questions like, if there is fruit to be picked, why do the people have to be illegal? It's a very simple question, why? And why don't they get visa to get there, and why don't they get documents? So that's something you can do, of course, and then in waiting for changes, you can buy fair trade fruit and vegetables. There's only very, very small.
Okay, maybe as a follow-up question, did you think about interviewing? I mean, it seems like it's not the people who are running the fruit companies themselves who are at fault necessarily. It's more governmental, as you just were pointing out. It's sort of a larger, more political issue. Did you think about including some of those people in the film, or did that just not fit into your storyline? Or,
well, we wanted to tell the story through the perspective of the pickers. That's why the film is called The Pickers, and that was our idea to do that. But then, of course, it goes further. That's true.
Would have been a different film. But I'm very grateful that at least you showed one example of how it can work, right? And that leads to that conclusion. Why isn't there such thing like a fair trade label? You know, does it? Do you want to say something about this? Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, there is also a second version of this film. It's a more journalistic version, which is also in the ARD Mediathek.
And the Arte Mediathek.
And in the Arte Mediathek. And it's more about the food industry, about the role of supermarkets, and about the supply chain law of the European Union. But this is really a journalistic version, and this film, of course, is about the origin and where it happens. But maybe Jonas also can tell a bit more about the political situation.
Yes. The question was how it is called.
The film is called Bittere Früchte, Bitter Fruits, and yeah, you can find it in both Mediatheken, which I don't know how to say that in English. And there you can see, we try to get a glimpse at least into the so-called market power of supermarkets. There are mainly in Germany 4, in other countries 5 or 6 big supermarkets that kind of control the market. In Germany it's 4 players with about 85% of the market, so they're really the ones in power, and they're the ones who can set the prices. And in that documentary, we try to give an insight into how buyers of supermarkets, for example, the ones who lead these negotiations with farmers, how they think and what they think about their job.
But can you give us a hint, like what we can look at when when we want to buy oranges and blueberries and olive oil tomorrow? Because, you know, how can we avoid this if we don't want to wait for this fair trade thing to happen in the meantime?
You can buy the oranges that you see in the end. They are available in Germany, Italy, Switzerland.
It's not enough to just buy organic food, I suppose.
No,
right?
It's not about buying organic, because it's also organic can also be exploitation.
It's
not a synonym.
It's not that easy.
No, it's not that easy, and it will take some time.
There is no fair trade, that's the thing, yeah.
There's no label for fair trade fruit and vegetables right now, so we have to wait a little bit and ask a lot of questions to push the supermarkets.
Or write emails.
Yeah.
You know, because the cashier person won't be able to answer that question, of course.
I mean, we have this supply chain law now in the European Union. Well,
yeah, that's right.
It will take some years to work, but it's something. Mm-hmm. Because now you can, you know, people who are being exploited can claim their rights and then even get money from the supermarkets in a way.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a kind of difficult question. I think the food system is broken. That's something I take from the investigation. It takes many different small steps, small and bigger steps to fix it, I suppose. Buying. There's no way, we as consumers, we don't get all the information about what's happening on the field, so we don't even have a chance of like picking what could be really good. There are some things maybe you could follow. Ecological things, there's no labor rules in bio certificates, not as much at least. It rules out the pesticides, which is also good for the workers on the fields.
That's right.
It can be a small improvement. And then also thinking more in terms of maybe regional or solidarity agricultural projects, products, and not buying everything in the supermarket would be a hint, maybe.
That cut the middleman thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, basically, it's also about, you know, it's about the whole food system in a way, because it's in a way crazy. It lost ground, if you want, you know, it's not rooted anymore. It's not about, you know, there is something that is produced with a lot of work, and now of course the people who produce, they are paid okay. That's not the case. It's very, you know, it doesn't have something to do with the reality anymore.
Also, if you consider all the food waste that is going on, right? So the whole system is in fact problematic. So there was a question somewhere.
I was wondering if you could tell us a bit more about how you convinced the farm owners to be part of the documentary.
Yeah, we didn't convince everyone, but some. And it's difficult because they don't feel very very good, but our approach was not to do farmer bashing, but to listen to them also, and to get their view of the situation. And yeah, basically it's for us, they are part of the system. They are not the bad guys. They are part of a system that is bad and that goes further further. It doesn't stop at the farmers. It goes to, you know, to the next level, and then to the supermarkets, to the governments, etc. So and when you listen to them, they are not. They are also. They ask a lot of questions. They ask basically the same questions as we were asking. Like the Greek farmer, he's very unhappy to have to work with people without papers because he can't claim the coasts, and it's a strange situation. He doesn't know who is that, who is the person working with him. He doesn't know the name, and it's not good for him. And he would really like, he would appreciate that if his government would give papers to these people. And yeah, was that an answer to the question?
Yes, very much so. So there is a raising hand over there, the gentleman with the white shirt. Micro is being handed over. Yes.
Ich hätte eine Frage an den Schauspieler.
An den Protagonisten, ja.
Den Protagonisten, ja.
Schauspieler.
Zwar, er macht diese Arbeit schon längere Zeit irgendwie, und ich wollte wissen, ob er das Gefühl hat, dass sich schon etwas verbessert hat.
Ah, das ist eine schöne Frage, hatte ich auch im Hinterkopf.
Pendant les ans, la situation est devenue un peu mieux.
Oui, chaque fois, ça sent un peu. Mais ça n'a pas encore fini. Mm. Ça sent un peu. Mais ça n'a pas encore fini. Mm. Parce qu'on a des problèmes de papier. Il y a plein de personnes qui ne sont pas les papiers. Et certaines personnes, après, ils vont venir fou. C'est pas bon. Il faut qu'ils aident les personnes. Parce que les immigrés sont trop fatigués. Et ça va pas. On sait, nous tous, là. Maintenant, on a trop de problèmes. Si tu as les papiers, c'est un peu mieux. Mm. Voilà.
So I can answer in English, no?
The question was about if his situation has improved in the meantime.
Yeah. So he said, well, it gets a little bit better if you get papers, because now he has papers, but there are too many people without papers, and that's very bad for them and very frustrating. And he said the people are tired because they are in that situation for a very, very long time. And I could add that if you don't have papers, you can't ever visit your families. And the people in Greece, you saw in the film, they didn't go back to their families, including children, for 8 years. And if they would have papers, they could go back and forth, like Sedou, now that he has these papers, he could visit his wife and child.
When did you visit your wife last time? C'est quand tu as visité ta femme la dernière fois?
L'année dernière.
Non, c'est cette année, c'était au mois d'octobre passé.
Ouais.
Maintenant, c'est au Mali, ça fait 6 mois.
Mm. Oh, okay. So quite recently.
Last year, mm-hmm. Very recently.
Okay, so that at least is a relief to know that, you know, you have the papers, you know. Tu as dû attendre combien des années pour recevoir des papiers? How long did you have to wait to get your papers?
Avant, tu as travaillé...
Moi, ça fait... Moi, je ne sais pas dire, oh, il n'a pas eu le papier, mais ici, bien sûr, ça fait 6 mois que j'ai trouvé le papier.
Oui.
Okay, 6 months.
Avant, tu as travaillé pendant...
3 ans.
Three years.
3 years before, without papers.
Okay.
That's quite quick.
That's quite quick, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, the other protagonist partly said they were waiting for 8 years and longer, which is like, gosh, and they cannot go home that whole time. This is really tragic. Are there any more questions? Yes, there is one over there. Are there more raising hands? Just so that I get an overview. No, over there.
Also die erste Frage ist, für wen sprechen wir eigentlich Englisch? Weil der Protagonist spricht ja, glaube ich, Französisch.
Wir haben gefragt, ob es hier Menschen gibt, die Deutsch nicht verstehen. Und das haben sich welche
Okay.
Genau, ich habe am Anfang auf Deutsch, auf Englisch gefragt und es haben sich einige gemeldet.
Ob die noch da sind, weiß ich jetzt nicht, aber tatsächlich, die meisten Fragen wurden ja, glaube ich, gar nicht auf Französisch übersetzt.
Es wird auch im Internet gezeigt, also ich finde, es ist fair dem Film gegenüber, für die internationalen.
Genau, meine Frage wäre jetzt nur quasi, weil hier ganz viel diskutiert wurde, wir haben hier eine Person, die ist tatsächlich betroffen von dem ganzen System und zwar nicht, weil sie ein, zweimal die Woche in den Supermarkt geht, sondern weil sie das Zeug dafür pflückt. Für die könnten wir ja quasi alle Fragen übersetzen oder so ein bisschen mehr in das Gespräch inkludieren und nicht die, die ausgerechnet an ihn gerichtet werden. Das wäre so mein erster Punkt. Und das Zweite, worüber ich mich gewundert habe, es hieß ja anfangs so, naja, da steht keiner auf, spricht keiner für sich, für die Gewerkschaft oder was auch immer, weil dann ist man halt raus und man hat keine Papiere und man wird illegalisiert. Und vorhin kam die Frage so, ja, warum wird das denn nicht so gemacht, dass die Leute irgendwie hier legal emigrieren können? Naja, das wird ja wohl der Grund sein, oder? Man hat sich hier einen riesigen Sektor, nicht nur in der Lebensmittelindustrie, im Bauwesen und überall sonst geschaffen, um Leute halt unter den aller niedrigsten Arbeitsbedingungen beschäftigen zu können. Und deshalb hält man die doch illegalisiert. Ich glaube, da brauchen wir uns nichts vormachen. Und ich glaube auch, der Konsument im Supermarkt, der dann die Konsequenzen irgendwie kauft oder sich das Gewissen beruhigt, indem er da 5 Cent mehr für irgendein Produkt kauft, weil es dann Bio, Fair Trade oder irgendwas ist, der soll doch da nicht in die Verantwortung genommen werden, sondern der hat ja auch nicht die Verantwortung. Wenn das Ding im Supermarkt landet, ist das Kind doch schon im Brunnen gefallen. Die Probleme entstehen doch in der Produktion und nicht im Konsum.
Okay, war das jetzt eine Frage oder ein Statement? War ein Statement, okay.
Yeah, it was kind of a statement. The second thing was that the consumers shouldn't be responsible for, for, you know, like not being blamed because it's not their problem in a way. And then the first part, it was about... Was war das Erste, was er gesagt hat?
Du hast es eigentlich übersetzt, okay. Ja, ja. Aber ich glaube, der wichtigste Teil, den hast du ja übersetzt, also der jetzt für die Online-Zuschauer.
The first part that was in a little bit a statement about that, you know, like if you want to explain the situation a little bit more, you know, like, I don't know, with a sharp tongue, you could say it's kind of a concept to keep... the workers illegal, because then it's more easy to exploit.
Yeah. Are they okay? Da ist noch eine Frage. There's another question.
Thank you. Nice film. My question is: will it have any legal consequences for the farmer guy, for example? Because I mean, he admitted that he's doing a crime actually, and. I mean, this is like a lawsuit, no? Like,
that's a very good question.
I hope not. There is since December there's a changement in Greece. The government decided to launch a new law to legalize about 30,000 migrants who can prove that they have worked for at least 3 years. So this is not yet, you know, it's in process. And this was due to the pushing of the farmers, because they said, you know, we don't want this situation anymore. We want it to be legalized, etc. So it's in the process, and we will see what comes out, if it will work in reality. And then, we will see. I hope he will not get problems.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like he is part of a criminal institution, no? Like, I mean, this, like, that the government legalized illegal workers in Greece now doesn't legalize his action of employing, you know what I mean, no?
Yeah, of course. It's that's part of the problems, because the government, if they say we will legalize the workers, they should, of course, also legalize the farmers, because otherwise no farmer will say this person worked for 3 years here. So that's, it's not yet clear, but of course it should include the legalizing of the farmers. And of course, I mean, I'm quite sure if one farmer would really get fined, I think there would be, they would shout out very loud because, there is no alternative, as the farmer explained. There are no workers from the Greek workers in the region. They don't have any alternative.
Do you have a good legal department at your production company, just in case?
Yes.
The best in the world.
That's good. Important. Okay, there's a question over there.
Yes, so the theme was very nice, thank you. I have a question for the protagonist, actually. Now that he has the papers, would he continue to stay in Italy? And would he try to get another job or continue to do what he's been doing?
Tu as les papiers maintenant?
Oui.
Est-ce que tu vas continuer à travailler avec les fruits ou est-ce que tu vas essayer de trouver un autre travail?
Oui, il peut pas travailler, non pas travailler. Si on peut travailler trouver, si ça m'arrange, il peut travailler n'importe pays, n'importe où, pas travailler. Mm. Ce qu'il m'a bien fait, il fait. C'est pas Italie seulement, il travaille. Il fait même à Malta pour aller construire, faire la construction aussi. Voilà, Italie aussi, il va à Rosarno, après il va bien à Foggia, après aussi il va aller à Sicilia. Ça aussi, voilà, il promène beaucoup.
Mm. Well, I think it's quite new, but he's starting to have other jobs because now he went to Malta for construction work. And after that, now he's going back for the tomatoes to Italy. But I think, if he finds other jobs, it's an option.
Is there another question? A last question? Okay. Sedou, c'est comment pour toi de voir le film ici maintenant? Oui. How is it like to watch the film here?
Yes, I like. C'est trop bon. Oui, c'est bon. Je suis content pour voir les personnes comme ça venir regarder le film. Mm-hmm. Ils sont aussi, on peut les remercier, ils sont bienvenus. Mm-hmm. Mais il faut qu'ils aident à voir les papiers avec le travail. Voilà. C'est ça, c'est important.
You can, tu peux voyager librement en toute Europe maintenant? Can you travel freely in Europe now?
Oui, il peut aller en Europe tout.
Tu es sur la liste d'attente pour the SOS Rosalia, or the name for, the fair trade picker?
C'est Foggia, Rosarno, comme ça c'est Italie. Même en Malta, il peut aller, même ici, il peut venir. Même en Espagne, il peut aller au travail, voilà.
Okay, you can work everywhere now. Of course, if I understood correctly.
Well, first he said thank you. He's very, very, he likes the film and he's very okay with it. And he thanks you to have come here. And he hopes for some change, like to change the situation of the missing papers. And yeah.
But, this is a progress because, you have the choice now to at least, I hope that the situation will be better for you and your colleagues. J'espère que la situation s'améliore pour toi et tous tes collègues. And thank you so much for raising attention with this film for a problem that is really something we all would need to know about. I think this film should be running in front of all the supermarkets, but not only there because, as said it before, it's not the consumer's fault only, it's the system that needs to be changed. Right?
Good idea, I think. They have all these big, you could put it in front of the supermarket.
Send it right to the EU and,
Very good idea.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Danke.
Vielen, vielen Dank. Vergessen Sie nicht zu wählen. Zu wählen, also im Juni, aber jetzt auch für Ihren Publikumsliebling. Sie wissen ja, wie es geht. Don't forget to vote. you know, especially after having seen this film, that has a double meaning. Thank you so much.